The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Guy said a response to the Harbaugh report. Not sure Harbaugh would confirm anything to anyone about this in any event, would he? So that means I would have to be making this up, right? That's what that means. I would have to be making this up. Ira, have you not seen the text?
There's nothing being made up.
No. There's nothing
being
made up?
No, that's not true. What was being made up were the rumors that you had to refute. Those are the things that were being made up.
It's like, I mean, I guess people just believe what they want to believe, ultimately.
Pretty much.
In the grand scheme. What am I talking about? The rumors that suggested that Jim Harbaugh was looking at Brian Griese and T. Martin. Viral rumors, as a matter of fact. I started to see them pop up on MSN, and they're part of their, you know, they're a news aggregator, and it was popping up, and this was big news. Reaching out to former national championship winning quarterback, which when I first heard it, you know, Ira, he texted me, man, and I was like, Ira, that doesn't sound right. That just doesn't sound right to me, man. I mean, instantly, Ira could sense the skepticism. I was like, I don't see it. I don't see it, Mr. Weintraub. But I'll check. And no one I talked to, well, put it this way, everyone I talked to, all the late 90s guys, all the teammates of his that I talked to, was like, what are you? Nah, man, nah, nah. It was kind of, I was like, hey, look, I due diligence. I'm not just going to assume it's wrong because it sounds wrong. I'm going to check on it, right? But, it, you know, things continue to, the rumors continue to swell to the point where all of a sudden, then it was being reported that he, rumored anyway, that he told Jim no. Like, and that was picking up steam. Well, it wouldn't have been a surprise to hear he had told Jim no. That wouldn't have surprised me, right? That's how I would have expected that to go had it happened. And so finally, I said, you know, let's just stop asking other people, because you're, you know, trying to get to people who are talking. This biggest week of Brian's professional. I did shoot Brian a text in the interest of being thorough, right? But I get it. He's a little busy right now. Hit a bunch of his teammates. They hadn't talked to him, but they were like, man, I don't even want to call him with this. This doesn't even sound right. So I get it. Due diligence, though, right? I said, you know what? Especially with these rumors running rampant, especially with talk, and then it was T. Martin. Sounded more plausible. He's been a college guy, recruited at a high level, former quarterback, and he's a Ravens guy. That's a rumor that's more plausible, easier to believe, but I'm not going to just report it because that's the rumor. That's the scuttlebutt out there, right? Be easy to troll you that way, but I'm not going to do that. Right? We're going to check on it. So I checked with agents. I checked with guys who have relationships with him from his time as a college coach. None of them were getting anything back. Wasn't getting anything back to confirm it. I said, well, you know what? There's the easiest way to do this is to just ask Jim. Just ask Jim. So I say, hey, man, listen. This is what it is. This is what's being said. You talk to these guys about the job. Is that true? His response, Mr. Weintraub, he can vouch for this. He knows this very well. He said, didn't talk to either. Right? Didn't talk to either. Okay, of course, Ira, he wouldn't talk to him directly, right? Because isn't that the rumor that he had an intermediary with Greasy?
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child, which is very, very
amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Nope. News to me on the whole indirect, intermediary, go-between. Nope. Nope. No on that too. Ira, these are quotes that you can attest to, right? You can attest to, you can vouch for, you can say this is not made up, this is not fiction.
It's accurate.
And for good measure, heard from Marcus Ray this morning, 97 teammate of Brian Greasy. He said, I talked to Greasy and he said the same. Yeah. Hey, man. We could take the easy way out. And just tell you what you want to hear. Because that's, man, it make life a lot easier. We wouldn't have to work as hard. We wouldn't have to work as hard. Because this was, you know, chasing this one down. I was like, damn, man, I want to be talking about Davison Igbunosin. Did I say it right, Mr. White Tribe? Igbunosin.
Sam, it is Igbunosin. So
Igbunosin.
Yes. There you go.
I want to be talking about Davison Igbunosin. We chased it down, got some, two sides of the deal. I mean, you really only needed one. You really only needed Jim, right? But, hey, for good measure. I think he did not say where he's leaning. So let me, but I have a feeling. I have a feeling talking to folks on how this one, where this one is trending. We'll say that. So. Get a little bit deeper into it this morning over at MichiganInsider.com and talking about it, since before the dismissal. I told you who I thought was going to be at the top of the list, and I'm still kind of feeling that things are trending in that direction. So we'll see how it goes. Interesting times we live in, though. Dude said, not sure Harbaugh would confirm anything to anyone about this in any event, would he? So that's why I put the name behind the source.
Because he did, in fact, confirm
right.
the information.
And it'd be very easy. That's okay. So you think I'm lying? Ask Jim. If you think I'm lying, if you think I'm making it up, ask him.
Right. I mean, you easily could have just said.
Sources.
Sources said. Good sources. Great source said. But you actually named the source to put the name on it. So it's not even a source said. It's the source. And here's his name. It reminds me, it's kind of like, it's a perfect segue to get for our next guest. It reminds me there was, which book was it? It doesn't really matter. But one of the books, John writes, like something that happened in a locker room. And they go, what's your source? He goes, me. I was there. I watched it. But who told you that information? I saw it. I don't need a source when I see it. It's like, we could talk about the game last night. We were there. Like, I can tell you what I saw by being there. I don't need a source to tell you what I saw being in the arena, right? Like, the students were in pink. Who's your source? Me. I saw it. It's. So, yes, you have very good sourcing on that, Sam.
Yep. But this is a great segue into John U. Bacon, right? Great segue into John U. Bacon, who we'll get to on the other side. Right now, I want to remind those of you who are taking care of home improvements. One-stop shop. Chelsea Lumber is that place. Chelsea Lumber is where the home begins. Now, you hear lumber. It's in the name. You think lumberyard. Indeed. Okay? You're absolutely right. One of Michigan's oldest and largest lumber yards, been serving customers for over 100 years. But in that 100 years, they become much more than that. They are truly where their home begins. So any of our home construction needs, any of our home construction materials, from lumber to roofing to cabinetry and pole barns, garages, decks, doors, windows, paint, all of those things can be found there. But, you know, your instruments, your tools, all the tools you might need, the work clothes, the boots, everything in between. Can all be found at Chelsea Lumber. Of course, maybe you are renovating your kitchen and you need design help. Chelsea Lumber has design specialists to help you with that too. Take you through the paces, cabinetry and countertops and hardware and flooring. Find you what fits you in your budget. And once they come up with that design, if you need help finding a contractor, they can help you with that too. That is the Chelsea Lumber difference. With 3 locations to serve you in Chelsea, Saline, and Bridgewater, find them online at chelsealumber.com. John U. Bacon on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.